Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My next to last In Focus here at KMAN before I head on down south to KSOK in Winfield and Ark City area. So I'm really glad to have my former predecessor, Kathy Scroggs Dawes.
Well, and best wishes to you too, Brady.
I appreciate that.
You've really, I've loved working with you when I was here, and I continue to listen. Now that I'm retired, I guess you can say, I've taken on a different type of job.
I was going to say, definitely air quotes on the retired.
Exactly.
You've been pretty busy.
Oh, most definitely. But do wish you the very best, and what a talented young man you are. I mean, you really, I know you'll go far, and it'll be nice to be closer to your family, and there's a lot to be said for that too.
There is. And I really appreciate that. I really appreciated everything I've learned from you. When you were news director here, you definitely set the bar high and continue to. I'll always kind of be trying to be as good as Kathy, no matter where I'm at. So appreciate working with you and our friendship as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to Hope Ranch and about that development, that Mission Creek Camp, formerly Camp Daisy at Hindman?
Daisy Hindman Camp.
Yes. And near Topeka. It's really kind of near Dover is where this will be at.
Well, Dover is about 12 minutes from 29th and Wanamaker West. And so it's really close to West Topeka. And I think that it'll be, the access would be coming from that side. You can also get off at I-70 and come down, and it's pretty close that way too. So it's really easy location.
I'm sure that was pretty another attractive part about it of its easy access.
True, yes.
Uh-huh. Here with Ken Scroggs, you just heard speaking. Also got Cassie Scroggs and, of course, Kathy Dawes. You all know her as Kathy Dawes, but legally Kathy Scroggs.
Well, there you go.
And Cassidy, looking at this sort of expansion, what was your first thoughts when you heard that Hope Ranch was going to go this direction?
Well, the first time I heard about the camp actually being for sale, I kind of brought it up to my dad. I was like, what about this opportunity? And it took a little bit, and then one day he was just like, all right, we're going to go look at it. And I was like, all right, let's go. So we went there, and it really was, like Kathy said, just something we really couldn't pass up. I mean, what we do now is so, I don't really know the words to say. I mean, it's meaningful what we do now in our impact. We're growing all the time, even with our current program. But just thinking about the impact that could have and actually providing that camp experience to kids and even adults that never had the chance, that's when it gets kind of like, I mean, it's just a no-brainer at that point. Like, we have to do this. So.
And Ken, what's the biggest differences between this location and what you do now here near Manhattan?
Well, what we do now is we do therapeutic writing and classes. So the difference is going to be some more and some less. We'll still have a writing program for the campers to go to, which is part of the process. But at the same time, this is an overnight camp, so there's camping areas and programming that's got to be done. You just don't set up a camp and say everybody show up. You got to have activities planned, know exactly what's going on. You've got food concerns and all that kind of stuff going on. So there's a bunch of planning that has to take place to make this work, and we're in the process of that right now, going through everything. So
lots of partnerships will be very important too. We've already reached out to some groups, and you know, continue to. We'll need medical help, obviously,
right.
At
mm-hmm.
a camp of this nature, and people that have specialties with special, you know, special needs and disabilities and that type of thing. So we're already reaching out that way, and partnerships, collaboration, and obviously with a capital campaign, we'll be out there trying to raise a little bit of money too. So those are all pretty key factors to make this thing work.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about the capital campaign.
Well, the capital campaign is going to be, what we did is we actually borrowed the money to actually get the camp going. And so we're going to have to do a capital campaign to pay off the mortgage and try to get everything going the way it should be. So I look at it, and I think with the, you know, the amount of money is not necessary, but it's one of those deals where you're kind of like, I know that what I feel about this, that we should find a lot of people who would be willing to help with this situation, in-kind donors and money to help retire the debt.
Here with Kathy, Ken, and Cassidy of that just sounds nice, doesn't it? Kathy, you guys could have a band really if you wanted to. Kathy, Ken, and Cassidy here with Hope Ranch. I want to remind you that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. Have about a little less than 4 minutes or so left in the program, and talking about Hope Ranch and its plans of expanding into Topeka to have a camp there. There is a story on our website at newsradiokman.com if you want to check that out. And you know what, Kathy, since I have you in here, I might catch up with you a little bit post-retirement. Obviously, you've been very busy with Hope Ranch, as we've been talking about, but you've been pretty busy in Atchison, too.
Right. I'm a project manager for the Atchison Amelia Earhart Hanger Museum campaign, and learning a lot about museums, learning a lot about donors and that type of thing. They are building a museum around the Muriel, which is a Lockheed identical to what Amelia flew. And so I'm learning about STEM and STEAM and different types of aviation and all sorts of interesting things. I see our computer guy in the other room. I'm having to learn some new software for donors and that kind of thing. I mean, I'm having to learn a lot. It is expanding me, I would say. And it's been fascinating and continue to learn. I didn't realize after retirement that I would continue to be this active, but I certainly am.
So now if we do have any computer issues and Paul's not here, we can probably just go to you then.
I don't know about that.
Here with Kathy, Ken, and Cassidy talking about Hope Ranch here on News Radio KMAN here on In Focus. And I figured you'd still be pretty busy after you were done here.
Three singing groups and my PEO group, and yes.
Three singing? Did you add one?
Yes, I'm singing with Masterworks now, too, in addition to quartet and timeless a cappella. So.
Kid, did you think she'd – you probably thought she'd be this busy after
of
retirement,
course.
Right?
You can't slow down a moving train.
Just got about a couple minutes here. Anything can anybody that you wanted to speak about going back to Hope Ranch before we go?
Well, you mentioned the name. It's going to be changed to Mission Creek, and the reason it's changed to that is because there's a creek running near there called Mission Creek. And Dover has a lot of history, some of it with the Underground Railroad, and also some history with the Oregon Trail and the Santa Fe Trail. So it's kind of an interesting thing to say, you know, we're going to change the name to Mission Creek. We were trying to find something that kind of had the theme of the camp that we were going to maintain. So
it'll be like Hope Ranch at Mission Creek, or is
no,
it just purely Mission Creek?
Camp. Okay. And then the Hope Ranch Topeka will be on Mission Creek down. There's a separate entrance to get to the barn area, so we can actually have our clients for Hope Ranch Topeka go to that side of the barn to go ahead and do what they need to do.
Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center.
I just wanted to
make that clarification. Okay. We have two therapeutic riding centers.
Yeah.
So one in Manhattan, one in Topeka.
Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center, Manhattan. Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center, Topeka.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Kathy, any last words?
Well, best wishes to you, Brady. And don't be a stranger if you're ever in town. We'd love to have brunch with you or a cup of coffee or whatever. But I'm sure you'll go far.
I appreciate it. And absolutely. Yeah, I won't be a stranger too much. I might not be back for a couple months because I'll be pretty busy there. I still got an apartment that I need to get subleased and figure all that out. So it'll be a bit busy a couple months, but I won't be a stranger because there'll be some K-State games to go to.
Oh,
of course.
You bet.
Of course. So, and we'll definitely do some brunch. Definitely.
Okay.
We've had some good brunches.
Yes, we have.
Always a good time. Thanks so much. Cassie Scroggs, King Scroggs, and Kathy Dawes, Hope Ranch. You guys do a great job.
All right. Thank you.
Looking at tomorrow, my last In Focus on K-Man. Crazy to say. Pot County Schools is how we'll start things off. Actually, I started doing In Focuses on Wednesdays, so this actually is a nice little bookend. Pot County Schools in North Central Flint Hills Area Agency Executive Director Julie Walter will be on the show. Thanks for listening. If you missed any of it, it'll be on demand online at newsradiokman.com. See you tomorrow.
And looking ahead, we do have Chad Bunger from the city engineer coming in on Thursday.
That's right.
Talk to us a little bit about some of the more of that flood aftermath and possibly some of the causes there.
Very good.